2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, September 7th, 2012. Partly cloudy in the state of Minnesota. It's absolutely beautiful if you love the fall time. Matter of fact, if you like the four seasons, Minnesota is the best place to come. I know some of you new listeners out there right now saying, Minnesota. Why do you say Minnesota? It's weird because when you go to California, some pick it up and some don't. I don't know what it is. Some of you guys might even be thinking I'm making mistakes, but I'm really not. I don't do that. I thought I did once, but my wife told me I was wrong. Hey, what do you think about that? Woo! Lots to talk about today, friends. Very much so. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You like to jump on my Facebook, folks. People are starting to respond consistently now, which is great. We've been on GCN for going on a year, been on nationally and internationally. Prior to that, we were with Samuel Communications for about 10 years. And now what's happening is we're being picked up all over the country. Matter of fact, we just did an interview at 6:17 this morning. It's like, geez, Jake. I mean, can the guy, like, get up at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock and do an interview? Does it got to be at 6 o'clock? And you know what? That's exactly what I get to hear. As a matter of fact, if I go over to my telephone right now, I can prove my point. So let's say my ringtone, I go to my ringtone, and it is this. Listen to this. Here, listen, friends. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We'll do it again. Okay, what's wrong with this chicken? What's wrong with my chicken here? That's literally how I wake up every morning.
He's probably sleeping.
You think so? I don't think it doesn't go loud enough. Yeah, I think you're getting a little bit. You can hear it in the background. But anyways, the point is how ironic that you would actually use the chicken like my. If I had a rock right now, I'd throw it at you. You know when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you hear that alarm, and you feel like just taking a rock and throwing at it. You know, Yeah. Okay. Now, what you should have done, if you had any wit whatsoever, you'd have had broken glass, like a rock going through broken glass. But the fact of the matter is we're doing an interview in Tampa Bay, Florida. Was it Tampa Bay or is it just Tampa, Florida this morning? Whatever. Yeah, we were in Florida. Great guy. We're going to be live on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone across the country. And they were another radio station that picked us up. And I thought it was super kind for them to actually pick us up and introduce us to their listening audience. So you guys down in Tampa, you guys rock. And again, I just thought that was very kind as to what you did. Folks, if you'd like to go on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, like at the DNC yesterday, perhaps. Wow. Isn't it interesting how they, a couple days ago, they asked if they wanted God on their platform? Well, I thought there were some good Christian people over there at the DNC. I mean, you have those that want to kill, call you killer. Those that hate, calling you the hater. Those that lie, calling you the liar over at the DNC. But their true colors came out when they were asked about having God on their platform. Can you go ahead and give them a little salt on the tongue before we break into this?
I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform.
Now, wait a second.
In addition,
isn't this after the fact, though? Talk on air.
Yeah, this is after the fact where they already voted against it already once.
Okay, so what this guy's doing is he's trying to make up for the errors that they made the prior day of the previous day.
Yeah, he's a pastor that came back and said, no, we need to keep this on the platform.
Oh, a pastor that wants to come back and make up for the DNC the day after. You think?
Right, yep.
Wow. Well, good for him. Good for him. Maybe he's afraid he's going to lose some of his money. I don't know. I mean, isn't that what hirelings do? But go ahead.
President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, well,
our party's...
I guess if President Obama acknowledges him, then it must be so. Well, I mean, as long as he says it. Isn't it interesting? These people at the DNC, folks, this is what we're going to be talking about. Isn't it interesting at the DNC, these people would rather be ruled by Barack Hussein Obama and reject God? Well, sure, they live accordingly. That's exactly how they live their lives. They advocate abortion. Matter of fact, MSNBC just came out a couple days ago and said, hey, women, you better go out there and get your abortion because the Republicans might win. That's how sick these people are. But you know what? As William Wallace rightly said, we shall remedy that. We will remedy that. Folks, we're just going to break into this little by little, and I'm sure by the time we're done, this radio program is going to be on fire. You know, John Wesley, the great preacher, said that I set myself on fire every morning that the world can watch me burn. Folks, I think the match is lit. Here comes the Holy Ghost. You got Bradley, the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings brings responses like this.
Riley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We just need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
First Kings 18:21, and Elijah said, as he came unto all the people, how long halt you between two opinions, you double-minded, unstable individuals? Unstable. Instable would be like the horses or something, I suppose. But unstable would be what we see for the most part at the DNC and the RNC. If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And then the fire fell. Amen. Moses. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. Exodus 20, 1 John 3:4. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me, and then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this golden calf, this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked with their shame, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi, those that were consecrated unto God through the Levitical order, gathered themselves together unto him. Now, folks, what we were just playing right before the break was the DNC. The day after, the DNC said, no, we don't want God on our platform. So let's go ahead and play that out again. Now, directly after President Barack Hussein Obama's nomination acceptance speech, what? Okay. I'm sorry. That's the next one. That's the one I'm getting excited to listen to. Democrats had to vote three times at the DNC on if they, the Democratic National Convention, on if they should keep God and recognize Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel as part of their party platform. And why? Because they knew the response of the American people, the 86% that said, no, you better leave that alone. But keep in mind, friends, they did this back in 1962 when the Supreme Court, those that think that they're demigods, despots, They think they're above God. When they committed an oligarchy where few rule over many illegally, that's against the law in this country. Well, the Supreme Court said no to God in public schools. They took out prayer when 97% of the American people went unheard. Now, it shows you that the Supreme Court at that time turned against God, and we can see that happening on a daily basis today. I mean, you got Alina Kagan there. Sotomayor. I mean, folks, these people have no business being in there. Ginsburg, no business. Scalia, for all those that think he's a hero of the faith, you might want to wake up and look at his record, friends. You know them by their fruits. And let me tell you what, when you look at the Supreme Court of the United States, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree from any one of them as to what's going on in this administration. Back to the DNC. Delegates and members of the Democratic Party booed after former Governor Ted Strickland, Ohio, discussed God and moved to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Convention Chairman Antonio... I'll just say this. The mayor of Los Angeles had to ask for the yay and nay vote several times before declaring the motion passed. Now, listen, again, this is the day after, friends. This is where they're trying to make up for their major plunder in the face of America. Okay? But it shows you the heart of what's going on. And here again, I want to say this. God is not leaving himself without witness, friends. He is doing this in the light of day for everybody to see it, and he's making sure, rest assured, that everybody in this country is going to be held accountable on Judgment Day for what he showed you yesterday. Let me show it to you again today. Go for it.
I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion?
In other words, let's play with me for a second. In other words, let's get this swept under the rug and get past this, friends, so we can get on to business. We don't want everybody to be paying attention to this huge blunder. They didn't want the American people to see this. By the way, they probably didn't expect this. Rest assured, because if they did, they wouldn't be trying to make up for what they did the day before. Go ahead.
The matter requires a 2/3 vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no.
Did you see how he played that down a little bit? All those delegates that say no, say no. In other words, no. Push him down. You see that? Replay that again. Listen, the people need to get indignant as to what's going on in their government, friends, because there's no difference between the left and the right with this garbage. Because the RNC, yeah, they can acknowledge God all they want, but you could see in action, just like Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I never told anybody, last week, after coming back from the RNC, this is important to interject. We went upstairs, there was a prayer room at the RNC. I walked inside there and I seen a man sitting over the top of a Bible in a room with chairs. And I walked in there and I said, I introduced myself. He introduced himself. His name was Pastor Moses. I said, Pastor Moses, I'm curious to know, where are the people at? And he kind of smiled at me. Folks, shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. We have the greatest country in the world, and you have thousands upon thousands of people in the Republican Party. They want nothing to do with God, except on Sundays. By the way, if God's lucky... It's shameful conduct. So go on. This is the DNC.
2/3 vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the... Let me do that again.
Yep.
All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
Ooh. It's divided, isn't it?
I guess
this isn't working out the way we wanted it to. Guys, you're making us look real stupid. They're going to do what they're going to do. Play
that
back a little bit.
More time.
They're going to do it. Now, look, we're going to do it again, folks. They're looking at him, and he's looking at him back like, listen, you got to do it. You got to follow the leader here. You got to follow the lead. America's paying attention. Now, follow my lead, right? It's yay, not nay. We want God in Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, right? Guys, we got in a lot of trouble. Are you reading my lips? We got in a lot of trouble for this yesterday. And this isn't working out for our God named Barack Hussein Obama. And it's just not working out for him right now. And this is looking really bad because what you're doing, showing the people is that, listen, you don't want to be ruled by God, but you want to be ruled by Barack. And Barack's behind closed doors saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. But guys, just deceive the people just a little bit more. Come on, we're almost there. Come on, you minions. Come on, you idiots that are going along with us. You God haters. Those that want to have the audacity to dare God's justice and play with Israel. Come on. What are you doing? Just tell the people in this country what they want to hear right now. That's all I'm doing. Now, the third time at the DNC.
They just got to let them do what they're going to do.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted. And the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
Same thing Boehner did. Exactly what Boehner did to the Ron Paulers, friends. Exactly what Boehner did. Now, the third time, it sounded like the nays were louder than the yays. They don't want God. Friends? And again, let's go back to their fruit. These are the people that advocate aborting a baby. And the millions, 4 million dead babies on the hands of this president alone. 55 million preceding 8 presidents prior. Not excluding a one of them. These are the people that are advocating homosexual marriage. What do you think? They're in love with God? Are you out of your mind? Of course they hate God. We can see it. The only thing that they like about God is his name on their money. That's it. Zero. That's it. Nothing more than that. Folks, you got Bradley of the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, actually, I want to open up the airwaves for the preacher that comes in and plays the man. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you'd know what they'd be saying, right? SonsOfLiberty.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, really quick, I'm just, every time we do these radio shows, it's off the cuff because I want to keep you up as to what's going on, but I always want to bring you back to the Constitution and the Word of God. Can anybody call me at 1-877-807-9977 and tell me where it's government's job to create jobs? 1-877-807-9977. I just want to prove a point here. But yet, that's the appeal both presidents are making. Jobs, jobs, jobs. No, get out of the way. It's not your job to create a job. It's your job to get out of the way so I can do it. I can create. I'm waiting for Kerry to pull up this piece right now. Just to, again, show you the pro-murders at the DNC. And this is Mrs. Kennedy. This is JFK's daughter. I'm going to pull that up in a second. But aside of that, as we're waiting for her, WorldNet Daily, I just got a comment. Heather posted this for me real quick. Quick note, your article responding to Rubio's assessment of Obama, not a bad guy, just a bad leader, is perfect. Your logic is excellent, and I thank you for saying it loudly and clearly. That's on Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, or if you'd like to check it out on WorldNet Daily, go for it. WorldNetDaily.com, WorldNetDaily.com on the front page there again. And we appreciate you folks taking the time to email us. We're sorry that we can't get to all of them. And by the way, 99% of the stuff that comes in here is positive, friends. So I didn't just like pick this out and say, well, this is good, man. I need to tell the people how great this is and how great we are. No. This is just a response. Listen, I'm a servant to the people. It's my job to build up the people and edify the people as to who we are, again, and where it is we came from. Did you find it? It's right on my Facebook. It was right on the front page. And, Mr. O'Reilly, Mr. Confused himself at times, is talking about how stunned he is that she just said what she said. And this is going to blow people away because, in essence, what she's saying, I don't know if it's verbatim yet, but she defends the right to kill the unborn child. And she's got Catholicism all over her forehead. And for most of you Catholics, I know that's not where you stand at all. And good for you. Praise God. We're on God's side here. Proverbs 6:17 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. In Exodus 20, it says, thou shalt not kill. We preserve life. Isn't it interesting, again, as I started out the show, the DNC, they advocate everything un-American, literally. Folks, I don't say that with just a broad stroke. Tell me what they do that's American. Tell me what they do that's lawful and right and constitutional. How about that? Oh, by the way, right when I came back from this break, I had said, can anybody call me at 1-877-807-9977 and tell me where it's government's job to create jobs? And yet you're hearing from both candidates that that's their purpose. No, it's your purpose to get out of the way. Let me create the jobs. That's how capitalists work. I know how communists work. They come in and they try to control everything. They try to act like Uncle Joe Stalin. Remember Roosevelt had everybody in America calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe back in the 30s? Of course, none of us were there. And, of course, none of us were here because I wasn't around in the 30s. But the point is just think how deceived and stupefied the people are played down by their leaders. Our president is not this is not a monarchy, friends. He's not a king. He's a servant. Did you know that George Washington called himself the father of the nation? That's right. He knew his position. He knew what he was. He wasn't to go around and dictate. As a matter of fact, it even went so far with President George Washington, where he recused himself of his position. That's a great man. Now you see modern-day politicians, not statesmen or servants to the people or fathers to the nation. They're trying to raise money. They're saying, hey, listen, I can do this for you and I can do this for you. And I can do that for you and I can do that for you. And I think Truman is right when he said, friends, he said that if they can give you everything, keep in mind that they can take everything away. And in the process of doing that, they're doing it with your money. That's the bad part about all this. That's the bad part about all this. Our president is we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is us. And as I've shared with you folks in the past, they are only an extension of who we are. They are limited in what they do. Well, if they're limited in what they do, who are those that are hold them in check to what they are limited in their doings? You are. They don't have free rein to do whatever they want. Have you found it? It's all over the place. Now, maybe what we'll do is when we come back, friends, we'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. I got it linked right now on my web if you want to shoot it over to you. If Heather wants to go on my Facebook, it's on there right now, or actually on that computer right now. Well, let's do this then. Let's jump over. Directly after President Barack Hussein Obama's nomination acceptance speech at the DNC, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, in his closing benediction, prayed for God to protect the lives of those waiting to be born. Well, amen. Well, amen. As seemingly lecturing Democrats who officials and their official platform defends a woman's right to have an abortion. Folks, wow, wow, wow. We're in times now where this man who played the man and praised God for him playing the man gets up in front of the DNC. Where are the men like this, friends? Where are they? My goodness, if we had 100 men like this, we could change this country in a month. He went in with the Holy Ghost and the internal fortitude to do the right thing at the right time, honoring God and his country, regardless of what anybody says to him. He was a sheep amongst wolves. And folks, this is what he said.
With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, let us close this convention by praying for this land that we so cherish and love. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Redeemed to us so powerfully in your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank you
for
showering your blessings upon this, our beloved nation. Bless all here present and all across this great land who work hard for the day when a greater portion of your justice and a more ample measure of your care for the poor and suffering may prevail in these United States. Help us to see that a society's greatness is found above all in the respect it shows for the weakest and neediest among us. We beseech you, Almighty God, to shed your grace on this noble experiment in ordered liberty, which began with the confident assertion of inalienable rights bestowed upon us by you, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thus do we praise you for the gift of life. Grant us the courage to defend it, life without which no other rights are secure. We ask your benediction on those waiting to be born, that they may be welcomed and protected. Strengthen our sick and our elders, waiting to see your holy face at life's end, that they may be accompanied by true compassion and cherished with the dignity due those who are infirm and fragile. We praise and thank you for the gift of liberty. May this land of the free never lack those brave enough to defend our basic freedoms. Renew in all our people a profound respect for religious liberty, the first, most cherished freedom bequeathed upon us at our founding. May our liberty be in harmony with truth, freedom ordered in goodness and justice. Help us live our freedom in faith, hope, and love. Make us ever grateful for those who for over two centuries have given their lives in freedom's defense. We commend their noble souls to your eternal care, as even now we beg the protection of your mighty arm upon our men and women in uniform. We praise and thank you for granting us the life and the liberty by which we can pursue happiness. Show us anew that happiness is found only in respecting the laws of nature and of nature's God.
Declaration.
Empower us with your grace so that we might resist the temptation
Amen.
To replace the moral law with idols of our own making.
Amen.
Or to remake those institutions you've given us for the nurturing of life and community.
Yes.
May we welcome those who yearn to breathe free and to pursue happiness in this land of freedom, adding their gifts to those whose families have lived here for centuries. We praise and thank you for the American genius of government, of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Amen.
O God of wisdom, justice, and might, we ask your guidance for those who govern us. President Barack Obama, Vice President Joseph Biden, Congress, the Supreme Court, and all those, including Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan, who seek to serve the common good by seeking public office. Make them all worthy to serve you by serving our country, and help them remember that the only just government is the government that serves its citizens rather than itself.
Amen.
With your grace, may all Americans choose wisely as we consider the future course of public policy. And finally, Lord, we beseech your benediction on all of us who depart from here this evening, and on all those in every land who yearn to conduct their lives in freedom and justice. We beg you to remember, as we pledge to remember, those who are not free, those who suffer for freedom's cause, those who are poor, out of work, needy, sick, or alone, those who are persecuted for their religious convictions, those still ravaged by war.
Amen.
And most of all, God Almighty, we thank you for the great gift of our beloved country, for we are indeed one nation under God.
Amen.
And in God we trust.
So,
dear God, bless America.
Amen.
You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I'll say it for all you DNCers that won't. That is a smart man. That was Dolan, who was initially rejected by the DNC but was later invited. Why? Because they needed to pick
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That was Cardinal Timothy Dolan in his closing benediction. What I was saying right before the break and I got cut off was Dolan was initially rejected by the Democratic National Convention but was later invited to give the closing benediction after the convention was pounded with criticism for the move. Oh my gosh. See, there's an anointing on the truth, friends. There's an anointing on the truth. I say this. Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth. And I'll tell you what, God bless this man for doing what he did. And I'll tell you what, it took some internal fortitude to do that. Rest assured. But he was a sheep in the midst of wolves and he did it anyways. And God bless you, sir. Folks, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that putteth his trust in the Lord. That's what we need in this country. I was just talking about right before the break, one of our friends who is a presidential candidate in 2004, Michael Perukin, I was just telling him, listen, guys, what we need to do is people need to network. They need to stay unified because we will win the day in Jesus' name. We will win the day in Jesus' name because the arm of the flesh will not prevail. The arm of the spirit will. And America is living proof of that day by day. God is still on your side, but you better correct the wrongs because you still have the liberty to do that. One of the other things that took place out at the DNC was Carolyn Kennedy, shame upon you. This is what she said at the DNC. Now, I want you to listen carefully. This was the woman, Carolyn Kennedy, Caroline O'Kennedy, whatever you want to call her, Caroline Kennedy, JFK's daughter. She said, of Obama, I can't stand to hear his voice anymore. He's a liar and worse. But yet she spoke on the behalf of Obama. I can't stand to hear his voice anymore. He's a liar and worse. Listen to what she said at the DNC. She said, the president has been a champion for women's rights. The women's rights. Friends, you don't have a right to kill. Sorry about that. The first bill he signed was to make sure women can fight for equal pay for equal work. His commitment to women is about even more than economic rights. It's about health care and reproductive rights. In other words, Obama wants to play God, friends. She goes on, in our ability to make our own decisions about ourselves, our families, and our future. When it comes to what's best for women, there is only one candidate in this race who is on our side. On your side to go ahead and kill babies at will, said Caroline Kennedy. The woman that said, I can't stand to hear Barack Obama's voice anymore, he's a liar and worse. She just said, when it comes to what's best for women, there's only one candidate in the race who is on our side. Barack Hussein Obama, said this blatant hypocrite. As a Catholic woman, I take reproductive health seriously, and today it's under attack. This year alone, more than a dozen states have passed more than 40 restrictions on women's access to reproductive health care. In other words, what she's saying is the states are beginning to shut down Planned Parenthood. She goes on, that's not the kind of future I want for my daughters or your daughters. Well, it's a good thing someone is thinking about your future. Isn't that right, Mrs. Kennedy? She goes on, now isn't the time to roll back the rights we were winning when my father was president. Now is the time to move the country forward. In other words, we want everybody to kill their babies at will. In other words, we don't want to restrain ourselves and obey God and read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says, no fornicator or adulterer shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, prevention is better than cure. We want to teach our daughters how to be little whores. We want them to be promiscuous. We want them to be just like us. We want them to be just like us. And we want them to have the ability to kill their child and their children too. Just like we have the ability. And who better to have standing by our side but Barack Hussein Obama? Barack Obama, she said, is the kind of leader my father wrote about in Profiles in Courage. No, 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 no. Roll back with me. Slow your roll, cat. Remember, Caroline, your dad, when asked about abortion, if it was ever to take place in this country, he said, that's barbaric. That will never happen in this country. She must have a different daddy besides JFK. Or maybe she's just doing this to spare her life. Or maybe now because she's in the limelight, I don't know, maybe she's been offered some new position. Or maybe she's going to be some sort of new czar in the devil's cabinet. I don't know. Barack Obama's the kind of leader my father wrote about in Profiles in Courage. He doesn't just do what's easy. He does what's hard. He does what's right. Now let me ask you something, Mrs. Hypocrite. When I read the Constitution of the United States, where did them rights come from? They were derived from our Creator. Now, does our Creator command that we not kill? Yes, He does, Mrs. Kennedy. That's all I'm doing, Mrs. Kennedy, is reminding you to go ahead and read the book. It's called the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Remember that, Caroline? You probably learned that when you were a little kid. Just go ahead and read the Bible and tell me what it says, not what Barack says. I know that's really hard for you guys at the DNC right now. It's just next to impossible. If Barack says it, it's got to be true. Isn't it interesting that she also used the word forward? We talked about that in the past. We've been hearing about this forward slogan, this communist slogan, more and more, haven't we, friends? Just keep it out there until the people accept it. Just tell them and tell them and tell them and tell them As a matter of fact, I'll go back to Adolf Hitler and I'll say, just tell him a bigger lie. Because the bigger it is, the more the people will believe it. That will never happen in America, but it happened in Germany, didn't it? And it deceived 80 million people until he came into power, and then he did it by force. Right? Yeah. I thought I'd just put a little stamp of unapproval to what's going on over there and how these hypocrites play the game and how much they really, truly hate God. And I think what you just heard throughout the radio show exemplifies exactly who they are. They are at war with God. End of story. Sin is the transgression or the breaking of God's law. Sin can also be defined out as criminal against God. You again are dealing with people that are not playing by the rules, friends. Read the Bible and the Constitution and tell me who's lying. Now, we don't have any time to take any phone calls, but we did exclusively hold the lines open to the caller that was going to call me and tell me where it was government's job to produce jobs. And folks, amazingly enough, nobody called in. You know what? You're right. It's not their job to create jobs. No, that's not their job. But what's being sold? What's the bill of goods that are being sold to the people? Look what I can do for you. Look what I can do for you. And the irony of the whole thing, friends, is they're asking you for your money to support what they're doing. The irony of all of it, friends, is what they're asking for you. Support me, support me, support me, so I can create jobs for you. Just think about that for a minute. So give me your money so I can create jobs. Give me your money so I can create jobs. Really? Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Folks, I'm down to my last 2 minutes here. We're getting a lot of responses from this WND, WorldNet Daily Response. If you'd like to check it out, I'm on the front page of the paper there, or actually on their website, worldnetdaily.com. There's another response. Wow, what a fantastic article by Mr. Dean. Rubio got it wrong. How I wish so many more people felt this way about this truth. God bless you for speaking out. You know, God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America. Now it's our turn to bless God. That's how that works. Folks, tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone, we will be live. Check us out. We're going to be all over the country. We're going to be on a couple new radio stations in Michigan and in Florida. Excited about it to hear the response from our new listeners over there. We've got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend and you are a doer of the word, not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, please go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18, and I will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.
In the tall old tree and the strong old tree, and we are the sun, yes, we are the sun, the sons of liberty.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals. And that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting C-Energy. C-Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.